Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
4:30 today, we anticipate that the Rams will make their schedule for 2020 available, and we will be all over it for you. J.B. Long is going to join us coming up at 5:15, so we'll break it down with him, voice of the Rams. And I think we've got Lindsay Theory online right now, our ESPN LA Rams beat writer. Lindsay, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We are excellent, Lindsay, and we're excited because we know you've got inside info. We know you've got dirt. We know you've got scoop. Well, who are the Rams playing? Who's the opener against? What do you got? What do you know? What do you
got? I got some good stuff, but unfortunately my hands are tied behind my back. I can't tell you everything, but I can tell you that it looks like a really fun schedule. And my goodness, if I sound happy, it's because I'm really excited for the NFL season and for all these matchups, which we already know what the matchups are. It's just a matter of the order that needs to be revealed here tonight at 4:30, 5 o'clock on ESPN.
Okay, can you tell us if the divisional games are backloaded?
I can tell you that the Rams will have a little bit of time, I think, to get ready for the division opponents.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, that's what everybody seems to be saying. Now, have you heard this rumor that seems to be running wild now all over the internet that Tom Brady and Drew Brees are going to meet in Week 1? Are you buying that?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I could see the NFL definitely doing that just to start the season off with a bang. But I don't know. I don't know if I should buy it or if what do you guys think? Are you buying
it? here was our logic, Lindsay, and we may just be making stuff up, you know us. But we thought that, like, I thought for sure the Buccaneers and the Chiefs are going to play each other this year. That's a game that's on the schedule. I thought, well, there's your opener. Thursday night, Tom Brady's first game. But then I thought, okay, there's probably going to be no fans. There is a chance that game gets canceled. Why wouldn't you put that game in the back end of the season where it would have at least a chance at having fans and less of a chance at being canceled? Is my logic just a dumb sports guy making something up, or do you think there's some of that going on?
Definitely not a dumb sports guy. Never would put you in that category.
I would, by the way, you know, I would put him in that category.
I would have a little bit of a hard time just buying into that logic, given some other season openers that I'm anticipating. You know, the NFL does really love to start the season off with a lot of exciting matchups. So I hope that those season opening games, that weekend of September 13th, go off. So I could see them putting Brees and Brady right there, but who knows at this point? It's kind of all a guess unless it's actually been confirmed, right?
Right. So now you actually are in possession of the schedule.
I can't confirm or deny that.
Wait a minute. You can't even confirm or deny that you are in possession.
You're doing an excellent job of tap dancing, Lindsay. Well, good for you,
Lindsay. Can you tell us?
I'm pacing around my place right now. I'll tell you that.
Can you tell us how many primetime games there are?
Look, the Rams. I mean, traditionally, since Sean McVay arrived, they have loved the Rams in primetime. So I'm anticipating that we'll see the Rams in some primetime games again this year, too, especially when you think about, I mean, this is a huge season for the Rams. At SoFi Stadium, I mean, that's a $5 billion project that the NFL certainly wants to highlight as much as they can. So I would anticipate that they are going to like the Rams in primetime.
Okay, Lindsay, the Rams are the one team that haven't revealed their uniforms yet. All the other teams that submitted changes to the NFL have shown us what the uniforms are going to look like. What's holding that up?
I think the Rams had a really great rollout plan before coronavirus happened, which obviously just kind of knocked everything off the rails. But I think that what they told us was that they wanted to get those uniforms rolled out after the draft. So all the dust is kind of settled. I would expect that those uniforms are going to be revealed here in the very near future.
Okay. Let me ask you about just your general take on, you know, the NFL has been full steam ahead despite pandemic. The NFL has done their free agency on time. They've done their draft on time. They're doing now their schedule release on time. Do you think the season is going to start on time?
I'm so hopeful. I'm so hopeful it's going to start on time. But I don't know, you guys. I don't know. And trust me, if anybody's like keeping very close tabs on events and things happening, it's me. And I don't know.
Lindsay, what about SoFi? If they play in their home stadiums, do you anticipate fans will be in there this year, or is it too early to say, or definitely no fans at the start? What's your feeling on that?
Well, I mean, I think my feeling is probably anybody else's who watches Gavin Newsom talk daily is that it doesn't sound like he's in any position to say okay to fans in the state of California this year. So I'm going to be really, really surprised if fans are allowed in the stadium, which obviously would be incredibly, disappointing just from the sense of, like, the Rams have this new, big, beautiful stadium, the Chargers as well, and it would be so kind of just a total bummer and let down for everyone involved to not have fans in there. Obviously, safety first, and you know, we want to protect people's lives, but just football in a foam booth here, that would be a bummer.
By the way, Gavin Newsom was asked today about the future of sports in California, and he said it's difficult to imagine a stadium full until we have a vaccine. So it doesn't sound like SoFi Stadium with a crowd is necessarily possible. Although I'm really hopeful about the season, and I'm really optimistic about the season. Maybe not fans, but I'm optimistic that we're going to get games. You know, we were just talking about this, Lindsay. John, his wife Lisa got COVID tests. Me, my partner Juan got COVID tests. My mom, my not stepdad Leo got COVID tests. Testing is becoming more and more available. And if we ramp up testing to the point where we're getting 5 million tests a day nationally, it seems to me that 250 or so for each NFL game is a reasonable number of tests to conduct so that you can go forward with games. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think especially, I mean, when you look at Roger Goodell and the leadership that he's displayed over the last many, many seasons in the NFL, I think, for as much criticism as he takes, he's always found a way to forge ahead and to get things done and keep things moving. We have seen that all off season when, you know, he kind of went against the grain. There were a lot of people calling for him to suspend the off season and to stop moving forward with free agency and whatnot. And he forged ahead. So I think if there's any commissioner who is going to do all he can to see that the NFL season or that his sports season goes off, it's going to be Roger Goodell. So I'm really, really confident. I'm really, really hopeful that they're going to find a way to safely play these games and to give everybody something to really enjoy and look forward to, whether or not there's fans in the building.
Lindsay, now that the Rams have had the draft, is the schedule, the final 45, going to come with players who are on that roster somewhere now, or do you expect a lot of changes between now and September?
No, I would expect that that roster is going to be made up of those 90 guys they have now that they're going to, you know, hunt and peg. I mean, you could always expect a few changes, but I would say, like, right now they're going to ride with what they have as far as coming down and making that 53-man roster.
The Rams draft. Have we talked to you since the Rams had their draft? Since the
NFL draft? The day of the draft.
All the days run together. I can't really remember anymore.
They do.
We talked to her right before the draft. We have not talked to her since after.
That's right. That's right.
So what do you think of the fact that they went offense, that they went running back Cam Akers and then Jefferson with that second pick?
I really wasn't surprised at the first day that they picked a receiver and running back. I did think that those guys might have been more so like their two third-round picks. I kind of thought off the top of the bat they would probably get a couple of pieces on defense. That's where I think they need a lot of help is on defense. But obviously they went with Akers and Van Jefferson, and those are two really solid picks at that spot. So, and they did address linebacker there in the third round as well. So I think all in all, when you look at each player they got, I think they did really well. That being said, I also think maybe they should have done a better job at addressing, like, maybe inside linebacker. But maybe that's just something that Brandon Staley, who we still don't know a lot about, maybe that's just not a position he greatly, greatly values on his defense.
All right, let's cut to the chase. What everyone's been waiting for. If you listen to our show, you know that Lindsay is engaged. She is scheduled to be married in June. The last time we talked to you, Lindsay, on draft day, you were fearing the worst, that you were going to have to either postpone or move it. What is the status of your June wedding?
Well, in the honor of complete transparency, in case anyone's struggling out there, you're not alone. I was a puddle of tears on Tuesday. We haven't sent out the email yet to our guests, so hi to anyone listening. We're canceling for now.
We were hoping. I think you're probably reaching the point. I always thought this was the week where you kind of had to make up your mind.
It doesn't
mean you're not eventually going to get the day you want, but I'm sorry you had to cancel. I know you were really looking forward to it.
That's too bad.
You've ruled out the idea of a Zoom wedding? Ruled that out. We want mom and our parents here and everything. And, you know, the hotel kind of made it easy up in Santa Barbara. They're not even open until July 1st.
That does kind of make the decision for you. Lindsay, that if you would have had the Zoom wedding, I've told you before that you can invite both Mason and I. We will send you a gift. I will not, under any circumstances, attend.
But Mason might.
You might have to, you know, like, give him a free chicken dinner. But if you do,
you guys, if you have a second, let me ask you a question. I would love your opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you have a wedding, like, say, let's just say September? But it has to be under the social distancing guidelines. Like, can you see a reception under social distancing? Like, could you envision it? I'm having a tough time.
I would say no. You've been with your fiance a long time. You guys aren't going anywhere. Get married when the restrictions are let up, so you can dance and your parents can dance and you can hug them. And I think you're doing the right thing.
So Lindsay, one last thing for you. This is going to be one of these things where you go, yes is, and no is, okay. Yes is?
Okay.
I feel like I'm watching all the President's Men. This is insane.
All right. So I made a prediction, and it actually ran in a promo the entire last day, that I thought that the opener for the Rams would be Cowboys Sunday Night Football versus the Rams at SoFi Stadium. That's what I thought the opener was. Now, there's a Twitter handle, NFL Schedule Leaks, that just tweeted Week 1, Sunday Night Football, Dallas Cowboys visiting the Rams at SoFi Stadium. Am I on the right track? Means yes, and means no.
Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But it was hard. You covered it very well because she grunted and then laughed. So the laugh could be interpreted as a second grunt. I don't know. Lindsay, you handled that perfectly. You did not reveal anything.
All
but
right.
Mace, my interpretation of her answer is that you are on the right track.
Yeah, that was my interpretation also.
And Lindsay, most of all, you're a very good sport to always put up with all our ridiculous crap. So thank you very much.
Oh, I'm happy to.
All right. Thanks,
Lindsay. Have a good night.
Thanks,
see ya.
Guys.
Sorry you had to cancel your wedding. All right. That stinks.
By the way, I thought that was a single.
All right, so I'm on ESPN.
Don't you think that was a single?
I did. Lindsay, did you think that was that Lindsay was confirming that Mason could be right?
100%.
I did too.
Yep.
Funch,
yep.
What'd you think?
No hesitation either.
Funch, were you listening? He may not be listening now.
He apparently has left the room.
Hello, are you listening?
Okay, I'm willing to say I think that's it. I think it's Cowboys Rams opening night.
Well, here's the thing. What time is it? It's 4. We're going to find out in 18 minutes.
Yep.
If I was allowed to bet that it was Rams Cowboys at SoFi to open the season, I think I would take the bet.
Yes.
I think you have completely nailed this prediction, and you should go on The Price is Right.
Oh, God. That is a great opener. All right. We will know very shortly. Stuff is starting to leak. Stuff is starting to get
out. And am I right to suggest that the last two times the Rams have played the Cowboys, the game in Dallas where Goff and Gurley played really well, and the playoff game at the Coliseum, the Rams have pretty much owned the Cowboys.
They have played really well against Dallas. Yes, they have. All right, we're breaking it down. Rams schedule's coming up for you. Stay tuned for that. We've got J.B. Long, who's going to join us at 5:15, voice of the Rams, to break down the schedule. And then an abbreviated 5 o'clock fast track. We will start that at 5:30 this afternoon. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, 710 ESPN, Mason in Ireland. We are minutes away from the release of the Rams schedule. I don't know. I don't think we got confirmation, but I also don't think we got a declination.
That isn't a word.
I'm sure it is a word. A declination. Look that up. Look that up. It's a declination. We didn't get a confirmation or a declination that the Rams will open against the Cowboys in Sunday Night Football.
And let me make one correction. Chris points out that the last meeting between the Cowboys and the Cowboys beat the Rams up, beat them 44-21 last year.
Oh, God, I remember that game. Oh,
so the Rams are 2-1 in the last three meetings. So
that was a terrible game.
Yeah, and that game was close for like 5 minutes, and then the Cowboys blew them out.
Oh, so, the Cowboys destroyed us that day. That's right. I totally forgot. Oh, yeah, that was brutal. By the way, if you, I created a column, John. Not a writing column, but a column for Rams schedule, and it's unbelievable the number of people who are still complaining about the logo.
That's no big deal. I mean, when the schedule, sooner or later, when they start playing football, they'll get over it. But the thing that's going to be interesting, so it's coming out in 10 minutes. What's weird is that I feel bad. Like, you're on this list. I feel bad for season ticket holders because every year this is like Christmas. You get to see, you know, when the games are, you know, what weekends you don't want to plan stuff, blah, blah, blah. But now you really could go away the weekend of a Ram home game as long as you can watch the game on TV because you can't go to the game even if you want to.
Right. Yeah, it's disappointing. I mean,
and I guess the Rams could. Have you heard anything about this? They could play in the Coliseum if SoFi wasn't ready, if they're not going to be fans, right?
Yes.
I don't think they would. I think they'd play in SoFi because the USC owns the Coliseum and USC's playing the night before, and you got to have guys stay up all night and get the field ready. Is it going to be natural grass at SoFi? Do you know?
I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head. Do not know the answer.
I would think Southern California.
Yeah, I mean it's an open stadium.
Rose Bowl has natural grass. Coliseum has natural grass. I mean, you know, LA's been a natural grass. Anaheim Stadium, the Rams played there. It was natural grass.
Yeah.
So
I mean, we've seen the Oculus. The Oculus looks unbelievable. The scoreboard, which wraps basically around the entire stadium. I've never seen anything like it. It's the first, and by the way, now will be the gold standard. Other stadiums are going to want to do the exact same thing. New stadiums want to do exactly the same thing. Old stadiums will want to retrofit themselves. It is literally a gigantic. It runs the length of the inside of the stadium. One big, think of the letter O, and there will be images on both sides. I've been told that, like, if you get there early, it's a 1 o'clock game, you get there early, the NFL Red Zone will be playing on the entire scoreboard, and you'll be able to see every single game and follow it as you're getting ready for the Rams game. The images are going to be spectacular on that thing.
According to Wikipedia, which, as you know, is never wrong, it will have artificial turf.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we'll have breezes coming in from the outside. You'll have natural breezes, but the plan is to have artificial turf, according.
Okay,
but you know, what do they know?
Yeah,
and boy, $4.96 billion for this place.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It really
got to be
crazy.
the most expensive stadium ever built.
I think that's a fact.
At least in the United States, right?
Yeah, I think that is a fact that it's the most expensive stadium constructed ever. By the way, if you are just tuning in, the Rams schedule is going to be announced. We anticipate within about 8 minutes. The Rams home opponents will be, of course, the division opponents, Seattle, San Francisco, and Arizona. The additional home opponents will be Giants Dallas, who I think is going to be the opener on Sunday Night Football, New England, the Jets, and Chicago. The road teams will be, of course, the divisional opponents. Then they'll go to Philly, to Washington, to Miami to see Tua, to Buffalo to see Josh Allen, and then Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is a great, great
What's interesting
matchup.
Is they played Tampa Bay, was it last year or the year before? Didn't they play Tampa Bay at the Coliseum last year? You remember they got blown out? Jameis Winston threw like five touchdowns? Or was that two years ago?
That was 2 years ago. Okay. That was 2 years ago. Jameis Winston threw five touchdowns. That was an ugly effing game. I just got to watch my mouth when I start talking about stuff. Some people are speculating 49ers. I think it's going to be Cowboys. But we don't know the answer to that question and won't know it for a couple of minutes. Lindsay, should we break and then the moment we get the schedule, break back in?
That's probably a smart move. Let's break and then we'll have it at 4:30.
Yeah, we'll break early. The moment the schedule comes out, we will break back in. And J.B. Long, voice of the Rams, will join us at 5:15. And then mini fast track at 5:30. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, 710 ESPN, a little correction. Last year was the Buccaneers boat race. It was 55-40. Remember, last year was a weird year because I said all along, even though they were winning games, that they weren't winning them well and didn't look good. They won their first three and then lost their next three before turning things around a little bit. But sometimes wins aren't necessarily wins. I remember, John, you were very blasé about it. You're like, a win is a win is a win.
Yep.
I was like, they're not playing well. It's going to bite them in the ass, and it bit them in the ass.
Well, if you think about it, you know, they were one game away from making the playoffs, and so the game that really hurt was the game at Seattle.
Yeah.
The one where Jared Goff led them all the way down the field, set up Greg Zuerlein for a 46-yard field goal to win the game, and he missed it.
And a lot of people upset that Zuerlein is gone, and he was a great Ram. There's no question about it. But he was not Zuerlein level good last year. In fact, I think he was 5 of 11 from between 40 and 49.
Morgan, and they've got some very...
correct me if I'm wrong slightly.
They've got some very interesting prospects to replace him. One guy, they have like the best kicker from Canada. They drafted a guy in the 6th round who went 4 for 4 from 50 yards out in the conference championship game. I mean, they've got some guys with Zuerlein-like legs.
Yeah, I think they also signed a guy from the XFL, if I'm not mistaken. So they're going to have an open competition. Although, you would think if they spent a 7th-round draft pick, granted, it's only a 7th-round draft pick, but if they spent a 7th-round draft pick, and when Les Snead was on with us, he said they were looking for a bonus pick for that purpose. They must feel pretty good about that kid. Isn't he from Miami of Ohio?
Right, where Sean McVay went to school, right?
Oh, that's right, yeah. Forgot about
and,
that.
And they've known about him for a long time, and they actually traded to get that pick. They moved around in the draft to get an extra 7th-round pick to take him. And if you go back and study that guy, in the conference championship game, he nailed 450. I think it was between 45 and 55, 4 for 4 in the title game. And so, you know, maybe he's the guy, or maybe the Canadian guy's the guy. You don't know.
It is 4:31. We don't have the Rams schedule yet. We've been told that the Rams will announce their schedule at 4:30. They've tweeted schedule drops at 4:30 p.m. Who do you think will open with at SoFi Stadium? I've been saying it's going to be the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. We'll see if that's right. Still no official word from the Rams. As they have not released anything. I thought maybe we got a heads up from Lindsay on the Cowboys. Do you think?
I think it is.
Heads up.
Yeah, I think it is going to be the Cowboys. But here we go. Okay, so I've got the Raiders schedule. Keep an eye out for the Rams schedule.
Yep, I'm watching the Rams.
In the meanwhile, okay, so the Raiders are going to open up Week 1 against Carolina, Week 2 Monday Night Football against the Saints. And I'm trying to figure out, it doesn't specify here what the home games and the road games are, which are weird. That's kind of your full schedule.
Well, that sounds like they're just their opponents as opposed to their schedule.
No, because I get the times. What's weird, I have the game times and what week they play. All right, here we go. At Carolina to open the season. Their new stadium opens Monday night against Drew Brees in New Orleans on September 21st. Week 3 at New England. Week 4, Buffalo in Vegas. Week 5 at Kansas City. Then the bye week. And then they get Tampa Bay on NBC, Sunday Night Football in Las Vegas on October 25th. So that's the big Raider game in Vegas, Sunday Night Football on NBC, Tampa Bay at Oakland.
Okay, and we've got the Rams schedule.
All right, lay it on me.
Rams will open with the Cowboys and Sunday Night Football. That is NBC
nice
game.
Nice guess by you, by the way.
Yeah, I thought that sounded good. Rams are at Philadelphia in week 2.
At tough
Buffalo
game.
In week 3. That's a back-to-back tough games. Giants at home. Then they go all the way back across the country to Washington. Then they're at San Francisco, which means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 4 of their first 6 games are on the road.
And Mace, the game at San Francisco on the 18th is Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football, there you go.
And then 8 days later, after they play the Niners on Sunday Night Football, they're on Monday Night Football at SoFi against the Bears.
Yep.
So they have back-to-back nationally televised games.
Then at Miami, home to Seattle, at Tampa Bay, that's a nationally televised game. Is that a Sunday or is that a Monday?
The Tampa game is Monday.
Monday night game.
Yeah.
So versus Tom Brady on Monday Night Football on November the 23rd. That is
in
right
Tampa.
Around Thanksgiving.
In Tampa.
Home to San Francisco right after a Monday night game. So that's a slight disadvantage. At Arizona. Arizona improving, of course, with Kyler Murray, and they add DeAndre Hopkins. Then December the 10th,
you know what's weird?
New England,
okay.
And that is a Thursday night game.
Right, and you know, only 4 days after they're at Arizona, so you're going to get to see, hopefully, that's a game you should circle. December 10th, New England at SoFi on a Thursday night. That's going to be a fun game for fans. They end the season... Jets at Seattle, home against Arizona. So if they can get to the final month, if they can get to December with a winning record, they've got a chance to make the playoffs. Because they've got 3 of the 5 games in December at home, and they play Arizona twice.
Yeah, and Arizona, it depends on whether you're a buyer or a seller, a believer or a denier on Arizona. I am not a huge Arizona guy. I don't think they've done enough defensively. I think they're going to score points, but I'm not fully sold on Kyler Murray. Larry Fitzgerald, DeAndre Hopkins is a hell of a wide receiver combo, though.
Right, for Kyler Murray, you had a good rookie year.
Yeah, for Kyler Murray. But the opener is against Dallas. It is Sunday Night Football. And they get non-divisional games early. So they don't have a divisional game until week 6.
Which is what we heard might happen.
And they are backloaded with their divisional games. That's an interesting schedule. And by the way, how many prime times? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 primetime games.
This is interesting. We don't know how these preseason games, how many of them will actually get played.
Right.
But the Rams and Raiders play a preseason game in the new stadium in Vegas to wrap up the preseason. So if that happens, you know, we get to see the Rams and Raiders in the final preseason game.
And there's a preseason game, Rams versus Chargers, Chargers home game at SoFi, if that were to be played. That's week 2 of the preseason. That's a fun schedule.
Yeah, the Raiders are on national TV 4 times, all 4 of those games at the new stadium in Vegas. So now everybody's schedules are out. Every team is leaking them.
Yeah, you're allowed to release your own schedule, apparently, at 4:30, and then there's a big, massive dump. We still don't know. Well, can we pull up Kansas City's schedule and see what they got week one?
Well, here, I've got the Texans, so let's see if we're right. Yeah, it's September 10th, that Thursday night, is Texans at Chiefs. That's the opener on that Thursday night, Texans at Chiefs.
And the Bucks open up against the Saints.
Yep, so all those leaks were true.
Yeah, all the leaks that were coming out all day long, it turns out, were true. All right, we've got more on the announcement of the NFL schedules coming up for you. At 5:15, J.B. Long will join us, voice of the Los Angeles Rams. And then at 5:30, we'll do a mini fast track for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, 710 ESPN, Mason and Ireland, what is going on? It is not just any Thursday, it's NFL schedule release Thursday, and the Rams schedule is officially out. They will open against the Cowboys at SoFi Stadium Sunday night, September 13th. That'll be the NBC game. The opener for the entire season is Thursday night, the 10th, and that'll be the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Houston Texans. One of the things I don't like about this Rams schedule is that four of the first six are on the road. They get Dallas at home to start the year. Then they're at Philly, at Buffalo, come all the way home to face the Giants, then go all the way back east to play at Washington, and then go straight to San Francisco. Four of the first six, including two cross-country trips for the Rams in the first 6 weeks of the season. That's tough.
Right, and they could start 0-3. That, you know, of course they could start 3-0, but the opener is absolutely critical, that Dallas game, because, and that's going to be Mike McCarthy's first game as the coach of the Cowboys. If they lose that, Mace, they'll be under, you know, that game's probably going to be a spread 1 or 2 points either way, Rams and Cowboys. Yeah. Maybe the Rams by 1 or 2 since they're at home, but, you know, what does home field mean now with no fans? At Philadelphia, at Buffalo, as you point out, going across the country, they'll be underdogs for sure in those two games. So I think every year McVay's been here, they've started 3-0, and they could start 0-3 if they can't figure out, you know, how to win at Philly, at Buffalo, which are two brutal games. Those are really hard to win.
One interesting thing is all of a sudden you're less afraid. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I was going to say you're less afraid of a team like Seattle that has a gigantic home crowd, but by December 27th, can fans attend games? You might actually have to face the 12th man by December 27th.
But okay, in the best case scenario, we get a vaccine.
Yes.
And we start to distribute it. Can you get it to enough people so you can have, you know, we're not talking about 20,000 people. We're talking about 70,000 people all in one building. You know, right now, it's just, in a pandemic, you can't see it. But by December, maybe. I mean, we're sitting here in May.
Yeah.
Like, let's say if they announced a vaccine by the end of this month, they say it would take 6 months to a year to get it to everybody. You know, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. By the way, I was just doing some math here, which is tricky for me. I've pulled up the over-under numbers for the teams they're going to face to give you an idea of the strength of schedule. Dallas, the over-under is 9.5. Rams, by the way, their over-under is 8.5. Dallas is 9.5. Philly is 9.5. At Buffalo, Buffalo's over-under is 9. Then they get the Giants and Washington, both two of the worst teams in the league. Giants, 6.5. And Washington, worst team in the league, their over-under is 5. So a soft spot there. Then they got San Francisco. San Francisco's over-under is 10.5. That is a game off the league best. They've got the Bears. The Bears are 8.5, same as the Rams. They've got the Dolphins, again, one of the worst teams in the league. Their over-under is 6. Seattle's over-under is 9.5. They get that game at home. At Tampa, their over-under is 10. San Francisco, again, this one is home. The over-under is 10.5. Arizona's over-under. They got three of their last four games are against Arizona. Their over-under is 7.
Really? Three of their last four can't be. They only play them twice.
Two of their last four.
Two of their last four,
thanks. New England at home. That's over-under is 9. Then Seattle and then Arizona again. The other thing, if you look at the primetime games that are in there, they play on a Sunday night, then on a Monday night. That's San Francisco and the Bears. Coming up later in the schedule, they play on a Sunday night and a Thursday night. So they get 5 national TV games.
Well, the Sunday that you're talking about, I think the Thursday game you're talking about, they say play at Arizona. That's an afternoon game, 1:05. And then they play at home against New England on Thursday, but only 4 games between them. There are 4 days between. They play on December 6th, and then they play again on December 10th.
Right, right. That's the Thursday game.
But, yeah, so late afternoon game on the 6th in Phoenix, and then come back here to play New England on the 10th. And who knows?
Back-to-back national TV games at San Francisco on a Sunday night, and then you get a little bit of a break because you get a Monday night game next against the Bears. And you never know, stuff starts flexing around later in the year.
Right.
Yeah, it's a bear of a schedule. It's a bear of a schedule. Now, I happen to be really high on the Rams. I guess some people are not. I'm incredibly optimistic about the Rams. I'm fascinated to see what they do offensively, adding Cam Akers and adding Van Jefferson. They've got notable ejections. There's no Brandon Cooks anymore. They offloaded Todd Gurley's contract, but you've got a three-headed running back situation. You've got Malcolm Brown, you've got Darrell Henderson, and now you've got Cam Akers. Wide receiver, I love the fact that Josh Reynolds had a breakout season last year when Brandon Cooks was injured with the concussions. Van Jefferson now in that wide receiver mix. And then Brandon Staley, the new defensive coordinator, adds Leonard Floyd, an inside linebacker. And they bring over from the Lions at nose tackle, Ashawn Robinson. Michael Brockers they managed to keep. And, of course, Aaron Donald is there. The secondary I like a lot.
I think the Brockers thing was a sleepy good break for the Rams. He was going to go, was it Atlanta that was going to take him?
Yeah, or Tampa maybe, and the deal fell apart.
Right.
Somewhere in the deal fell apart.
And he came back. And because, you know, Aaron Donald's going to need some help.
Right.
I mean, you just can't have Aaron Donald over there all by himself.
And the secondary I like a lot. Jalen Ramsey, who they've committed to. John Johnson played really well at safety last year. Taylor Rapp had a really good rookie year. They add Terrell Burgess in the draft. Troy Hill is still there. I mean, I think there are a lot of reasons to be really optimistic. And the offensive line is going to be better than people are thinking it is. Austin Corbett had a really good second half. Bobby Evans had a really good second half. Joe Noteboom is coming back from injury. Brian Allen is back from injury. They bring back Rob Havenstein. They bring back Austin Blythe. I think that offensive line is going to be an improvement over last year when everybody got hurt at different positions. And they never really got a group that just played consistently. After they did last year, they improved. After Bobby Evans settled in and after Austin Corbett settled in, they improved. But when you start juggling multiple injuries in the offensive line, you don't have that cohesion that you need either for run blocking or for pass blocking. And the other thing is, if they're able to generate at the running back position this year, whether that's Malcolm Brown or Cam Akers or Darrell Henderson in some sort of combination, it makes Jared Goff much more effective because, again, that Rams offense is predicated on play action. And that's the one thing they weren't able to do last year. He was not effective because the running situation was just not as solid as it had been with Gurley in the previous years.
How about Monday Night Football Week 3? Chiefs at Ravens.
Ooh.
Great game.
Great game. Great game. Have you pulled up the national TV schedule?
No, but I just saw that on ESPN, that the Week 2 Monday Night Football game. Well, I mean, Tampa Bay is going to be on national TV a lot, including against the Rams and the Raiders. So there you go.
Wow. That is fun. That is fun. Coming up for you at 5:15, J.B. Long is going to join us. It's NFL schedule release day. We're all over it for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.